蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
在一个隐私保护意识不断增强的社会中，我们与他人的互动总是被谨慎地划分在密密麻麻的行程表里。你是不是还记得上一次邀请朋友来家里做客，敞开你的生活，倾听对方分享，是什么时候的事了呢？当西门彼得和他的弟弟安德烈问耶稣：“拉比，你在哪里住？”耶稣说：“你们来看吧。” Come and see。你现在收听到的就是良友电台的中英双语节目《蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today》，我是乐欣，和我共同主持的是 Charles Morris。
What an invitation! After the Samaritan woman met Jesus, she invited her neighbors to come and see the man who told me everything I ever did. Her witness led to many coming to believe in Jesus. Come and see. Come and see. It's my invitation to you today.Come and see that Jesus is worthy of your life and your praise. And in a moment, we're going back to the Old Testament to see how God worked in the life of a man named Abraham.
Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord.
You all know that song, right? Well, before he was Father Abraham...Abram was just a typical person going about his business, not really thinking much about the Lord, but God found him and transformed his heart.
说起信心之父亚伯拉罕，我们所有人似乎都对他有一种望其项背的感觉。他的信心是有多大，才会令到神立他做万国之父呢？在今天的分享当中，我们会看到，其实亚伯拉罕跟我们一样是个普通人。只是当神的呼召临到了这一位75岁的老人家时，他就按着神的吩咐去行了。他离开自己在本地本族的两层含有壁炉的砖造房子，去到神所指示他去的地方，余生都过着寄居住帐篷的日子。罗马书的4:18说，在他，这个他指的就是亚伯拉罕，在亚伯拉罕没有盼望的时候，仍然怀着盼望去信，因此就成了万国的父。正如神所说的，你的后裔将要这样众多。希伯来书的11:1让我们看到了什么是信。信就是对所盼望的事的把握，是还没有看见的事的明证。在稍后 Charles 的分享当中呢，他会讲到的经文都是出自希伯来书的11。如果你熟悉希伯来书的话，会记得这一章作者就列举出来了许多信心的伟人。之所以会讲他们这些信心英雄，不是讲他们怎样拥有信心的，而是为了鼓励当时的信徒反思旧约这些人物如何来实践他们的信心生活的。要知道，那个时候基督徒为信仰遭受逼迫和患难，有很多想要离弃信仰，甚至呢想要返回到犹太教中的基督徒。所以希伯来书的作者写了这一封书信，就是要劝勉他们将信心坚持到底。今天的我们或许没有身处在希伯来书的写作对象所处的环境中，然而在一个信仰相对自由和太平的世界里，我们依然受到了许多的挑战。怎么样才能活出一个信心的生活呢？希望今天的节目能够给你一些的参考答案。一首诗歌之后，就进入到 Charles 的分享。
Haven Today opens now with the Newsboys and a song with words I so appreciate, We Believe.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation.We believe in this broken generation. is only one salvation. Jesus Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion, we believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations,
This is Haven Today, and I'm Charles Morris, and thank you for joining me today. And we're still in a series called Come and See, and we open with a song by the Newsboys based on the Apostles' Creed, We Believe. We've been looking at Old Testament stories of conversion, and now we're going to be looking at the definitive conversion story in all the Old Testament. Every conversion, whether in the Old or the New Testaments, ties back to the story we're going to share. And that's the story of Abram, who became Abraham. In Romans 4:16, Paul says he is the father of us all. You know, every conversion story we've looked at has a surprise. I guess we could say that every conversion is surprising in its own way. Maybe you're the kind of person that people said would never darken the door of a church. Yet there you are, trusting in the Lord today. I'm thankful that grace surprises us, because if it only came to those who deserved it, or to those we thought would surely be at the front of the line to receive God's grace in Christ, well, it wouldn't be grace. And the story of Father Abraham is no different. He was just a typical person. He was going about his business. He wasn't really thinking much of God, but God found him, and God transformed his heart. Just like it happens with all of us. Abram's call that changed his name and his future as a follower of the Lord started with hearing from the Lord. It may not have been an audible voice calling to you out of heaven, but it was a call that set you on the path of faith. God called Abram, He told him to leave his father's house for the place that he would show him. But something interesting we learn from the calling of Abraham is that he was probably called more than once. Once from his hometown of Ur, that's in modern-day Iraq, and then again when he settled in a town called Haran. What we learn from this is that while there comes a moment in every believer's life when they are called and they come all the way, resulting in their salvation, turning to the Lord can begin with fits and starts. Like Paul, it's possible for us to kick against the spurs and drag our heels. But once God has decided to call us to himself once and for all, there's no holding us back from his grace. There's nothing special about Abram. Even though he becomes our ultimate father in the faith, he needs the grace of God just as much as the next person. In Adam, all die. And Abram is a son of Adam, just like you and me. It's important that this story in Scripture does not feature Abram's good works or his unwavering devotion or anything else that earns him a place in God's favor. It's his faith, his trust in something outside of himself that results in his salvation. To get a feel for the way Abram turned in faith to the Lord, we can turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 11, a well-known chapter sometimes called the Faith Hall of Fame, really has nothing to do with fame at all. The whole point is to chart out how God's people have looked outside of themselves to the God who saves. Hebrews 11. I'll pick up at verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him in the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he is as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And then in verses 17 through 19, it goes on to say, by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. And so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. Well, that's all from Hebrews 11, and I want us to look quickly at some of the elements of Abram, or Abraham's faith, and how they show us today what it looks like to come and see the Lord in conversion. The main thing we see is that the whole point of faith is that faith has nothing to do with what we can control, or what we can contribute. That first line in Hebrews 11 is so encouraging. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he didn't know where he was going. Now, there are a lot of times I don't know where I'm going, but I have more faith in the Lord to lead me in his ways than I do in Siri or Google Maps to lead me on the right course. Every single piece of this call Abraham received was pure grace. Nothing he could do to pitch in, just to believe. And that's the same call we receive today.
罗马书的四章十九到二十二节说，亚伯拉罕快到一百岁的时候，想到自己的身体好像已经死了，撒拉也不能生育，他的信心还是不软弱，也没有因着不信而疑惑神的应许。反倒坚信不疑，把荣耀归给神，满心相信神所应许的，神必能成就。因此，这就算为他的义。23到25节继续地说道，算为他的义这句话，不是单为他写的，也是为我们这将来得算为义的人写的。 就是为我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死人中复活的人写的。耶稣为我们的过犯被交去处死，为我们的称义而复活。亚伯拉罕在还是亚伯兰的时候第一次蒙神呼召，神给他的命令是离开本地本族父家，到神指示他的地方去。然后神给他的应许呢，说我必使你成为大国，赐福给你，使你的名为大，你也必使别人得福。给你祝福的我必赐福给他，咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都必因你得福。之后耶和华的话在异象中临到了亚伯兰，神主动与亚伯兰立约，要赐给他多如繁星的后裔，以及从埃及河直到幼发拉底河之地。当乐心重新的来看创世纪的12-17章的内容时，我第一次深深的感受到了，在这整个事件当中，亚伯拉罕蒙呼召，亚伯拉罕蒙祝福，以及亚伯拉罕之约，这些统统都是出自神的怜悯，由神主动发起的，是神要跟人立约，是神要祝福人，也是神要赐人产业。亚伯拉罕有什么优势值得神这样对他呢？圣经对此的记载只有一句话，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此算为他的义了。当亚伯兰99岁的时候，神再次向他显现，这次神将约的内容进行了扩充，并且加上了条件。创世纪的17章7-8节说，我要与你和你世世代代的后裔建立我的约，成为永远的约，使我做你和你的后裔的神。我要把你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，做永远的产业。我也要做他们的神。看到这两句出自神的话语时呢，真的是有种非常强烈的安全感。神要与我们永远立约，并且神赐给我们的产业是永远的。越是思考这个约，就越是觉得哇，神就是我们的盾牌，神就是我们坚强的堡垒，而这一切的一切，所有的东西，都需要我们用信心去接受。
But it's not a blind faith with nothing to bank on. We learn from Abraham that turning to the Lord involves laying claims to his promises by faith. What promises was Abraham laying hold of by faith? Well, we could go into all the detail of the Abrahamic covenant, but Hebrews sums it up nicely. He was looking for a city, and he was looking for a child. The city Abraham believed would come by faith was the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he saw that the Lord would not just give him the land, but the whole world. And it wouldn't be through keeping the law, it would be through believing the Lord. Romans 4:13, it was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. Nothing good to be found in Abraham, just like there's nothing good found in us. But by faith, we are counted righteous in Christ and promised the world, literally, when Jesus returns and makes all things new in himself. But Abraham laid hold to another promise, and that was the promise of a child. He and his wife Sarah were well beyond childbearing years, but they were promised a child. It took some doing, but they believed the promise. The author of Hebrews is telling us the story, but he's telling us through the glasses of the gospel. Notice how he puts it, from this one man, and he is as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And then later he says that Abraham believed that God could raise the dead.
希伯来书的11章19节说，亚伯拉罕认定神能使人从死人中复活，因此就寓意说他的确从死里得回他的儿子。亚伯拉罕相信神能使人从死里复生，这不仅是因为论到这个儿子以撒，神曾经对亚伯拉罕说， 以撒生的才可以成为你的后裔。换句话来说呢，神既然已经应许了亚伯拉罕会从以撒得许多的后裔，就不会让以撒在没有后裔之前便死掉了。所以啊，即便是真的把以撒献祭给神，神也能使他从死里复活。另外呢，就是出自于勒心的猜想，但亚伯拉罕决意要顺服神的旨意，把自己的独生儿子献为燔祭的时候呢，他有可能会回想到自己100岁的时候已经过了生育的年龄，结果按着神的应许，他得到了他的独生爱子以撒。这件神迹必然会使得亚伯拉罕对神的信心增强了不少，以至于之后在经历到神的试验时，亚伯拉罕可以凭着曾经经历到神的信实而产生的信心，让他相信这一次这个试验，神依然会有他的美好旨意和奇妙的作为。
What was going on here? Well, in Abraham, we not only have a picture of Jesus, but also the original story of faith in the resurrection. Our faith depends on one man, as good as dead, pierced through the side with a spear. A man who cried out, "It is finished," and through him more children than you can count. If you are a believer like Abraham, then you are one of those descendants, more numerous than the grains of sand on all the beaches in all the world. And it's through the resurrection of that man from the dead that Abraham is saved. And you are saved by faith. When he was told to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, he believed in the resurrection. When the Father sacrificed his only beloved son for our redemption, he raised his son by the power of the Spirit, so that everyone who believes could share in that resurrection by faith in Jesus.
By faith we see the hand of God in the line of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove his faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight.
We will see. the power of the gospel shall prevail. For we know in Christ all things are possible for all who call upon His name. We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on Him, my soul's reward. Till the race is finished and the work is done, we'll walk by faith and not by sight.
Keith and Kristen Getty here on Haven Today and By Faith. And on this Haven Today, we're in a series, Come and See. Would you come back and see tomorrow as we look at the call of God in Jonah's life and how he was reluctantly used in the salvation of all who lived in Nineveh, which is today called Mosul.
曾经的尼尼微就是现今伊拉克北部的城市摩苏尔。约拿热心一度认为是所有先知当中最有个性最有脾气的一个，他从头到尾都没有表现出和其他先知一样的顺服，并且他的经历又是那么的传奇。希望你明天可以继续收听节目。这个就是今天的所有内容了，非常谢谢你的收听，也欢迎你发送短信到13229966122和我们说说听完亚伯拉罕的信心、亚伯拉罕的故事之后你又有怎样的感触呢？我们的短信号码是13229966122，短信的开头请你加上蓝天。那现在 Charles 就在明天的同一时间和你分享最后一集 Come and See。 愿神祝福你，拜拜。
Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right on! Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right on! Left on! Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, right foot.
Falling over.
Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord.
Right arm, left arm, right foot, left foot. Hey, look out! Hey, I almost took out my... Oi, hey, hi there.
Many sons had Father Abraham.
I am one of them,
and so are you, I'm pretty sure. So let's all praise the Lord.
Right arm, left arm, right arm.